Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Did you rip it the hell up or what? No.
What do you mean, you know? I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I have no idea. I saw you getting ready for a big happy hour on Friday with videos of you singing some AC/DC, and I'm like, oh, they are going to party their asses off.
Yeah, we did. We didn't party
their
asses off. I popped in on the happy hour that Bryn was doing. Oh, my, what's happening?
Do you hear the echo?
I sure do.
Something just happened, Bryn.
Bryn just touched something.
I saw Bryn move, Derek, and then I heard echo.
Yep, I don't like that. Come on, Bryn. Get it together.
Sorry, so anyway, you warmed up.
You got to tighten your ass up. Come on.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
You warmed up. I saw the videos. There you are singing, rocking out.
Well, that's our normal, hanging out at the house. But John turned the PA system on, so I always like that. I'm like, oh, I get to use the mic.
PA system. Unbelievable.
That we have at our house because, of course, we do.
Right.
Got to have that. So we were just rocking a little bit, and then I taped a few things. I'm like, that doesn't sound bad. I'm going to put that up. F it. Oh, because I'm always so like, I can't believe I'm putting this up. Because I know, people who are great at that. So anyway.
Yeah, but it's your page. People don't have to.
It
be
is.
On
that's
your
true,
page.
And they don't have to. They certainly do not have to sit through my entire rendition of "Highway to Hell." That
right.
is for sure.
I mean, that is by the whole scrolling design is
yes.
set so that you
Bye.
Can go, oh, that thing again.
I'm not going to watch her sing it anymore.
Right past
crap.
That.
Still, I do feel like, oh boy, you kind of open yourself up to criticism. So,
yeah, I mean, I have the same feeling when there's me posting another pic with my kids. But guess what? That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to show you. I wish I did. But the everything else is me in the house.
There are people with other things to show, though, at about, I don't know, I guess it must have been about 5 o'clock, Bryn. I glanced at Insta because I had just put up that clip. and I'm like, oh, my God, Bryn's live.
Wait. So Bryn went live without you?
He did. And he went on. He went with V. Hale. And
yeah, she shot me down. I was Nicole. Like, it was her idea to go live that day. And I'm like, hey, let's go. She goes, I don't know. I got
I'm like, I can't.
Do.
I got, well, and, we went on a bike ride with some friends on Friday night. So they're wicked late. And Bryn's on. So I'm like, I'll jump on there. And then the minute I get on with them, all my friends walk through the door and they're freaking loud and rowdy and pulled it. I mean, Eddie flashed his butt. I'm like, what are you doing? There's got to be 32 people watching this.
Eddie who?
At that time, there's about 100 people watching. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, what?
He fully mooned us. It was
he
hilarious.
Totally. I'm just sitting here going, I got to go, you guys. And all of a sudden, the full moon goes across. I'm like, oh, okay.
That used to be a funny gag. These days, someone will say, you've assaulted me.
Right,
but,
I know.
Whatever.
Well, his butt was right next to my head. I guess I should be really offended and get my lawyers on the case. I'm going to call HR from a friendship circle.
The old BA.
What's a BA?
Bear ass.
Oh, bear ass.
You don't know what call it BA?
No, I call
only
it
one?
A moon. No,
I don't
mean,
call it BA, no.
Sure.
No?
I mean,
you was thinking Boeing Airline?
No.
Oh, Boeing Airlines, oh, well.
Oh, Nicole's just gone. I don't. Old people are talking again.
Yeah.
No, I call it moon. So yeah, I never heard of that either.
You never heard BA?
No.
Well, I've heard bare ass, but I've never heard it shortened. I guess you used it so much. You guys always had your asses hanging
out
so much.
Sure, you
hang
a BA. I mean, that's what?
Yeah. No, pressed ham. Heard of that, you know? Press that right up against the mirror.
Please, texters, back me up.
Oh,
BA.
It's fine. Everybody has their thing that they call stuff. Anyway, that happened. And
so I was under the impression that the Friday night party was the Friday night Instagram happy hour. So those are two different things. You had friends coming over and
well, normally, yes, we do our bike rides on Saturdays, but that didn't work out this week. So I had to, we rearranged our schedule quickly. I was really bummed though, because I got on there and there's V and there's N, the girls, a couple of the girls in my group.
With
and there's Bryn running the whole thing. He's one of the girls in my group.
Yeah.
I got girl, you up?
They let me in just for that Friday.
So the He-Man Woman Haters Club is just me. That's all that's left.
I'm still part of your club.
You're certainly,
our club,
you're
I'm
certainly
sorry.
Able to jump on, Ben. You know, come on in. That's the thing
I don't know how this
clubs.
Became, you know, boys against girls, but dang it.
Sarah, that's how it became.
Right? Yeah, that's how it became. Great. Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
All right. I'll take credit for it.
Always looking for a fight.
You know me. I can't get enough. I'm bored. Let's fight. So anyway, they all showed up. We were supposed to leave at like 4 so that we could find a place with a fire pit because it was freezing out. There's a few places around here that have like the outdoor spread. You know, you can get a drink and a pizza and you sit around the... But nobody got here. By the time we left, it was dark out. I'm like, okay, so we're not... So we just drove around, or I should say rode around on the bike trails, trying not to hit anything, and couldn't find any place to... So we went and picked up food.
And came back to your place and rocked out.
We actually didn't, you know, weirdly, because normally we would rock out, we didn't. We played those Jackbox TV games.
Oh, those are fun.
They really are. Like, our running joke is I'm going to murder you tonight, because we play this murder trivia, which is really funny.
Hmm.
Have you played that one?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's just a trivia game, but if you get the answer wrong, he kills you. He pits you against the other people that got it wrong, and then you have to, like, you know, spell the longest word from this weird thing or draw something or remember a pattern.
No, I haven't done that one.
It's so funny. And it's just, and you're just like rooting for people to get murdered. It's, and you're a ghost. You get to keep playing if you get murdered. Ghosts still play, but it's funny. These Jackbox TV games, I mean, this is one of the great things about the internet because everybody just uses their phone. That's where you type in all your things. You just logged in to the thing. And I play on the Xbox. I have no idea if you can just play it on a computer or
I usually play on the computer and then we're on a Zoom call and then somebody shares their screen.
Oh,
so
they're showing the main screen and everybody's logged into that room. So you can be playing from wherever.
Yeah.
Oh
so
my God,
like
that's
we're
so great.
Like I play with my cousins who are either in LA or out of state. And then my cousins that are here. So we all are on a Zoom call and you have your phone as your remote basically. And that's what we do.
And so you
Family.
Share your screen and they go,
that's pretty cute.
That's really cute. It's fun.
We're like, what else are we going to do?
I know.
I'm actually having a flashback that we did that early in the pandemic with the McCutcheons, our friends. And now I realize it's been so long, it feels like years ago. But we did the Zoom.
I remember you Jackboxed stuff, right?
Yeah, we did. But we did the Zoom trivia Jackbox thing. And that was one of our early in the pandemic, like nights out in.
Yep.
But I'm realizing, wow, that we fell right off that. Like, you know, you lose touch with people after.
It's true, right? All your routines are gone.
Inside.
I actually miss, like, our best friends we have seen twice during this entire pandemic because they're grandparents and they're like, we cannot risk not seeing the grandkid.
Right.
So we are not seeing anybody. We
Good
saw
for them.
I know. Well, it's you know, you got to. They don't want to take any chances, and the kids are on total lockdown, and so obviously they're baby, and they're like, we don't see anyone. But so I talk to them frequently, you know, but we had, for 5 or 6 years, every Friday night we played cards with them. And it's been such a weird, I mean, we're not losing touch with them or anything, and hopefully by June, when the pandemic ends, June 1st, we'll hop right back on that. What about you, Vinny? What'd you do this weekend?
Not much. I got back under the horse, as they say.
on the horse? You got back on the horse?
You would know, but yeah, I
under
I,
a horse is not a safe place to be. So.
I don't know. I know I went out for a surf after my adventure on Thursday,
right?
And that was just needed to happen
because you
fine.
Were starting to. I thought about that all weekend. I'm like, I wonder if he surfed. I wonder if he's all freaked out because the
no,
surf
I'm,
was huge.
I'm not
this
freaked
weekend.
Out. In fact, it was you know it was something that it wasn't good, but I was safe and okay. I just had to go back out and. You know, trust that what I'm looking at is what is happening.
Right.
But that was huge and dangerous. And in fact, I don't know where it ended, but there was a search called off for a guy in OB who I don't know if they ever found him. He was out in the big surf. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was getting alerts all weekend that the surf was huge. So you found a place that was.
I went to the
reasonably.
Same place and had a great time and everything was fine that time. But, oh. You know, we on Thursday, it was huge. And then these crazy, unexpected, even bigger things came through. I don't know. Waves. Sorry. I got caught in
waves.
It and got throttled hard.
Right.
But no, it's fine. Tomorrow, though, is going to be all time. Like, I can't even go.
Right.
I'll go and watch. Tomorrow's going to be huge.
When you say huge, like, what are we talking about?
Mavericks could see 25 to 30 foot surf.
Oh my God. Do people just gather there and watch those huge waves roll in?
Yeah, absolutely. It is something to see. You can hear it. You see,
like
I mean,
thunder.
It is, the whole thing is really pretty fascinating. But anyway, yeah, so I'm not going anywhere near it tomorrow.
Mm.
Today, though, maybe. We'll see
I
what time
to,
provides.
I
am going up
to the
city
beach tomorrow.
This week for to exchange this giant thing I've had in my house for close to a year.
You going tomorrow?
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
I tried to time it with the big surf, but I missed it by a day.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'm going to be busy. I'll just do it the day I can't be in the water, but whatever.
So you're going to trade in your big rig and just have a little device.
I don't know what they're going to give me. I have no idea. Bryn, do you have any idea what
it
is they've put
it's
together?
It's a really sick, it's a new and expensive, it's about the size of a laptop, or like thicker, but you know. And so it should have all the capabilities of doing, you know, switching from one unit to the next. If something goes wrong, you should be able to switch pretty easily. But they should be done configuring it, and I should get a tutorial too. So I'm thinking I'm going to go over there and meet up with you so I'll see your face for the first time.
Whoa,
eyes,
all right.
Eyes at least.
Your eyes, you got
well,
each other's eyes.
I hate that you have to get dragged out of your house to come meet me. Is that going to be...
No, absolutely not. I want to know, too, so that, you know, so I understand what
you're doing.
The
only one getting that device, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're actually adding regular brick units at my house so that we can... So you'll have an emergency stop at my house if you need it, and I'll be able to hook to you if we need to.
Oh, my.
I know. We're networking the whole thing. And fingers crossed, my entire reason for asking for all of that was so that I can sing along with what Bryn is playing.
Oh, Jesus.
Because then you'll get – because Bryn will come to me, and then me and Bryn's feeds will go to the station. So even though I'll be slightly out of sync to Bryn, I'll be in sync as that goes to the station. So I'll be able to sing again.
Oh.
It's all about me wanting to be able to sing. I can't take it anymore. It's really hard for me. I always want to sing along with stuff, and I can't.
Oh, just do it, Sarah.
No, I don't like to because I know it sounds
cruddy. Well, it'll be an interesting week for sure because I know I'm going to unplug this thing on, I guess, Wednesday right after we're done.
Load
it
up.
And then it'll be like coming home with this new thing, and we'll see what happens Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Well, Lucy.
Crossed.
Lucy at the very worst, right?
I didn't know you guys had all this, you know, backstory going on. For me, I was just thinking, please let it just be a plug and play. Like,
yeah.
That's what
I should
need.
It should
plug
be.
It
should
be.
It should be configured. You should plug
Flip
right
it
in.
On.
And it should work. This technology It's so amazing, like, to be able to take someone over a line and get studio quality. I mean, we are in four completely different places, miles and miles from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, with very little delay, we're able to pull off a, you know, we're not the only ones doing it. They're doing it at radio stations all over the place. But,
right,
you know, we're glad you're listening to us. Believe me, those other ones suck. Yeah. You don't want no part of that.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know. I went out for a surf and I did a bunch of chores, like, you know.
More Christmas decorations?
We went up and fixed the lights that had gone out on our strings. So we had to, you know, and our neighbors have continued to up the stakes. My neighbor across the street took, it's 3 10-foot PVC pipes, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wound lights around them and made arches over his driveway. It's spectacular. You just can't. When I left, I think this was on, I want to say this was Saturday. All the days are blending. I'm sure you can relate. Uh-huh. That's the day I went out for a surf. And when I left, he was making this one arch at the front of the drive. And I thought, oh, that's really cool.
Isn't
I can't wait
nice?
To see that tonight.
How nice.
When I got back a few hours later, he'd made 3 arches and they were ready to be flipped on. And of course, once, you know, nightfall hit, we were like, it's just crazy.
God, that's hilarious.
It's spectacular. I mean,
what
honestly.
What a funny idea.
Oh, and then listen to, so the cheer is big and we're trying to really rally the Christmas cheer. I don't know if you guys are just like, screw that. How can we be happy with what's going on? But we're into it. Lights are everywhere. Yeah. The neighbors are coming around. This happened a while back. My wife's best friend, Trina. You know Trina, right?
Sure.
She came by, and this is pandemic nonsense, and wrote notes in chalk on the driveway for everyone. And I immediately, I'm like, huh, I see notes for everyone but me.
Oh my God, Trina!
So of course I have to, you know,
go to her house and write her a mean note on the driveway.
No, I wasn't mad enough to go anywhere, but I did for sure pitch a bitch. So last night she shows up, unbeknownst to me, and I believe I was upstairs vacuuming in my underwear. So probably best that no one came and got me. I had like a last minute rally last night to clean house before bed.
Oh.
Anyway, then after I was done, I came down and the missus goes, come here, look. And Trina had written me a big note on the driveway. And I was like, oh, Merry Christmas. It's beautiful. Like,
what did she say? Like, how
just Merry Christmas and candy canes. And I wrote her a note on Facebook. I'm like, next time, can you please spray paint that? Because I really, it's going to go right away.
I'm not going to be able to get a good look at that thing.
It's not going to last more than it. Anyway, it's fun and we're in the spirit.
Yeah.
Although this weekend, I didn't know. I knew my wife really loved Selena, but I didn't know quite how much.
Oh.
She loves Selena to the point. Why are you nodding yes, Nicole?
Because I loved her too. I used to hook up a microphone to my dad's speaker and put on the movie and dance along and sing along.
And you're talking about the J-Lo movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a
new masterpiece.
There's a new series, right?
Oh, yes. There is. And I watched some of it.
And what do you think?
Fine. I had no idea the devotion Selena. Is it Selena or Selena?
Selena.
Sorry. I got an Elena in my life and now I have a Selena in my life. Okay. Anyway, Selena's show is fine. I mean, I didn't know it was the craze that it is. Apparently there's a podcast. Have you heard the podcast yet?
No, I just know there's like a museum. She has a makeup line through MAC. There's all these endorsements that she still has through the family. But
well, sure.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
right.
She was
murdered by the president of her fan club.
Yolanda.
No. That's actually kidding. Real life, Bryn. I don't.
I love Selena too. Growing up,
you what?
Oh, you
I
too?
I did.
Huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sing me a song. Sing me a Selena song.
Bitty bum bum.
It's been so long.
The bum bum.
No.
What'd you say? The bum bum.
Bitty bitty bum bum. That's the
bitty,
title.
Bitty bum bum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of her songs. So in the show that I'm watching, and I'm sure this must be based on her real life because it's the Selena TV show on Netflix, but that one of her hits was La Bamba. I'm like, how many people are going to get away with covering that and still get hits? It's right. Unbelievable. But yeah. She got one of her early hits was the 50 millionth version of La Bamba, everybody.
One of her biggest hit was her English song, Dreaming of You.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's a huge hit.
I don't know any of that.
Let's hear Dreaming of You. That's a huge hit.
Sing it, Nicole.
Is that what you were singing, Bryn, when you were singing?
I don't know what Bryn was singing.
What was I singing? I think I was singing like, what was that called? I Could Fall in Love. I could fall in
love. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
I could fall in love.
But because I think those are big hits because those songs came out either right before she died or after she died. Like the family released it.
But she had an album ready to go.
Yeah, when she was
Yolanda
doing.
Yolanda got her.
Yeah.
That's it. To myself and never
let you go. Oh, Bryn.
I could fall.
Oh, sing it, girl.
Do it.
Finally, oh,
that's
Nicole.
Our clip
we
of the day right
the
there.
Code. You just need to play Selena.
There's like pictures of me holding the microphone, and I was like 5, and just my dad would put me in front of the TV and go work on the yard. He knew I would just be in there singing and dancing.
Oh like, my God.
She can be safely left here in the playpen with the Selena stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of this new show?
I think it's Selena.
Selena the Series.
Oh, Selena
but
the Series.
But so the interesting thing, well, first of all, so apparently the actress that plays her is from The Walking Dead.
Oh, is it the chick who plays Lucy?
I don't know. I know that that's the story I was hearing as
oh,
we
it could
were,
be she, the Rosario chick or whatever her name is.
I don't know, but she was
Rosita.
I can't say. But she's from the Walking Dead and she's playing Selena and she's so I'm watching this and then Selena they show actual footage of Selena at the end of one of the episodes we watched. And Selena was actually a pretty curvy chick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the person playing her isn't. So that's sort of the one thing when they went to her in real life, I went, whoa.
Her name's, the actress is Christian Cerretos. She played, remember in Twilight, Sarah, the girl with the glasses?
Yeah.
Who was on the newspaper.
Totally.
The I forgot that character's name, but that's who she is.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, can you see what she plays in The Walking Dead? I'd be interested to see what her character name is there, because the only one I can think of is... There is a Rosita.
Anyway, it's decent, but I didn't
realize... Yeah, Rosita.
Oh, it is Rosita? Uh-huh.
Rosita. I didn't realize how many devoted... I didn't know I was married to a devoted, like, really
yeah,
devoted...
Yeah, Selena came out of the blue for me when she died, and there was, like, the movie with J-Lo, and I was like, who's what now? Who's
I always this? Stop the movie right before they show that scene, because they show, like, real footage in the movie...
They
like,
do?
Like the news footage, like where because she was shot at a hotel. So they show that, but there's a scene before that where J-Lo's on a stage in a white dress, and then it's all metaphorical, but somebody throws a white rose to her, and then she stops singing. She looks like all scared, and then like goes into that whole sequence of her getting shot, the family like crying. So I always stop it when the rose gets thrown on the stage. I'm like, that's enough.
That's all I need to see.
And I stop it.
What happens next?
Yeah.
Don't want to see it again.
So I haven't watched the true ending in years because I'm like, I know what happens.
Apparently, as I listened to this whole story on the couch, the podcast includes the actual murderer from jail who still is like me and Selena.
Yeah, she's psychotic.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So, well, right, obviously, except that it's you'd have to be to kill someone, right?
But right.
And yet there's, you know, there she is talking about them, us, we. And you're
as
like
she had a relationship.
She's in solitary confinement because other prisoners want to kill her.
Because they love Selena.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Duh.
You can't believe the fandom, Sarah.
I clearly not. Are you going to, is it good enough that you would watch it on your own? Or Jimmy, is this something I should watch?
To finish it? I probably won't finish it unless it's time spent with the missus. Yeah, I'm not.
But she will, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Nicole will expect, you know, any updates that you
I'm very curious to what Vinny thinks.
So you watched this first season?
I only watched the first two episodes because I wasn't sure if I would like it. And so then I waited for my sister. And the difference is they go in a lot more depth, not just on Selena, but on the entire family, like the sister, the brother, which the movie was more Selena.
Well, they get 2 hours in a movie, you know, these TV shows that can go.
Well, the dad was, it's funny in the show, the TV show, the dad keeps going, we, and I'm like, what does he mean, we? He's not out on stage, but he's the guy behind he's the engine who pushed these kids
it's
of
the
his
royal
into
we.
Stardom. But it does seem sort of like another one of those stage dad things. Like,
right.
Oh, it is.
He's driving that whole, like, oh, we're getting a bus and I'm going to drive you around and you're going to do a million shows.
Mm. And they're still making money off of her.
Right.
Oh, they certainly are. Hello, Selena the series.
Right. We are so late. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.